Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, As You See the Day Approaching. Anyone with biblical insight can see that the day of Christ's coming is approaching. Hebrews 10:25. We have the promise, to those who eagerly wait for Him, He will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Hebrews 9:28. Our blessed hope is the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. Perhaps today. As we see the day approaching, how should we then live? Hebrews 10:23 through 25 answers the question. It reads, Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. To hold fast without wavering means to hold fast without bending, without compromising. In 3:6, the writer said, We are members of Christ's house, quote, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm to the end, end quote. This is the perseverance of the saints. The genuine will not abandon the faith, but by grace will persevere. Professing Christians are exhorted to hold fast their confession and thereby prove they are real. Perseverance doesn't make it so, rather it shows it to be so. And the writer encourages the believer by saying, He who promised is faithful. We always come back to the promises of God. That's what keeps the genuine going. Furthermore, we are to consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. To consider means to give careful and thoughtful consideration. Engaging others to where you stimulate them to love and good works doesn't just happen. This takes serious thought and effort. The term translated stir up is often used with a negative connotation in the sense of provoking. Someone has jokingly said some Christians read this verse only halfway through. And let us consider one another in order to provoke. And then they put a mental period there. We are to stir things up, but not in a negative sense. We are to be stirring up love and good works in the body. Love is the word agape, which seeks the other person's highest good. We are to stimulate each other's highest good, to spur it on. Flourishing love and good works don't just happen. They happen when they are stirred up. This is completely different from the perspective that says, What can the church do for me? This attitude says, What can I do to stimulate the church to love and good works? Leading by example is primary. Encouraging others is vital. And being involved is necessary. This is not something you can do by yourself or from a distance. It necessitates personal involvement with other believers. And so the writer says, Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Forsaking is a strong word. It means to abandon completely. Furthermore, it is used in close connection with the warning of apostasy in the very next verse, verse 26, and on, as seen in the fact that verse 26 begins with the word for, showing a continuation of thought. This shows that the concern is most serious. Forsaking the assembling is often a prelude, to apostasy. In this context of the book of Hebrews, the concern was that in leaving the church, the people would revert back to Judaism. When people walk away from the fellowship, they essentially walk away from God. God and His people cannot be separated. 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. When he says, as is the manner of some, he is indicating that some have already apostatized. They have completely abandoned the fellowship of God's people. and this is an ongoing concern as reflected in the book. But in contrast, we true believers are to be exhorting, which is to say encouraging one another on to God. And then he adds, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In context, I believe this day is the day of the Lord's coming in which all will give an account to him. We see his coming referenced in 9:28, again in 10:37. The day approaching means it is getting closer. As the New Testament says, it is at hand. It is imminent. Christ could come at any time, which is why we are always to be watching and ready. We must never set dates because Christ told us that no one knows the time. However, we can see the day approaching, and in light of this, we should live ready. How do you live ready? Answer, hold fast your confession without wavering. Be stimulating fellow believers to love and good works, and do not forsake the assembling. And we are to do this all the more as we see the day approaching. We need each other, and so much the more as the day of Christ gets closer and closer. Parable of the Lone Ember. It was a chilly evening. The pastor found the man at home alone, sitting before a blazing fire. Guessing the reason for the pastor's visit, the man welcomed him, led him to a big chair near the fireplace, and waited. The pastor made himself comfortable, but said nothing. In the grave silence, he contemplated the play of the flames around the burning logs. After some minutes, the pastor took the fire tongs, carefully picked up a brightly burning ember, and placed it to one side of the hearth all alone. Then he sat back in his chair, still silent. The host watched all this in quiet fascination. As the one lone ember's flame diminished, there was a momentary glow, and then its fire was no more. Soon it was cold and dead as a doornail. Not a word had been spoken since the initial greeting. Just before the pastor was ready to leave, he picked up the cold, dead ember, placed it back in the middle of the fire. Immediately, it began to glow once more with the light and warmth of the burning coals around it. As the pastor reached the door to leave, his host said, "Thank you so much for your visit, and especially for the fiery sermon. I shall be back in church next Sunday." Unknown author. Lord, indeed, we thank you for your amazing grace in our lives as your people. But Lord, we see here in this exhortation from Hebrews, we need one another to continue to burn brightly for you, to have our light shine as it should. We need each other to stimulate one another, to encourage one another, to be there for one another, to build each other up, to strengthen each other. Lord, help us not to be among those that are forsaking the assembling. And Lord, so much more as we see the day approaching. We live in troublesome times. We see the day approaching. God, help us not to be slack here, not to kind of get isolated where the fire goes out. So Lord, have your way in our lives for your own glory. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.